During his final review and report to lawmakers as governor, Herbert spoke directly to the people of Utah.
It is your hopeful spirit and work ethic that makes Utah the best place in the nation to live, to work, and to raise a family. You are the main reason for our success. Thank you for all that you do to make Utah great.
To help build and maintain the state's economy, the governor said there must be changes to the state's mass transit system.
We do need to boldly reimagine our roads to safely accommodate cars, mass transit, bikes, pedestrians, and even those pesky scooters. We should make commuting by transit as easy as commuting by car.
Herbert is recommending $100 million in spending by lawmakers to expand mass transit services as well as build a charging network for electric vehicles. The governor also spoke about this week's repeal of a proposed tax reform package approved by lawmakers but opposed by Utah voters.
But tax policy is complex and tax modernization is still needed in order to have sustainable funding for public education, Medicaid, and other critical government, core government services for our future. I appreciate your efforts on this very difficult issue, but we need to continue this discussion with the people of Utah. We need to improve the dialogue. We need to build consensus, and we need to take the time to find solutions that are fair and equitable and that will serve the best interests and the long-term needs of the people.
Utah's Democrats responded to the remarks of the governor in a prepared statement by saying Utahns have become cynical and discouraged about government in this state because too many elected officials disregard the voice of Utahns. I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio.